USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. military is ready to help rapidly deploy a coronavirus vaccine once the vaccine is approved.
Well, when we have the vaccine, we have the military all lined up, and the military is going to be doing it in a very powerful manner.
The president also telling reporters he's optimistic about rapid deployment of more rapid testing kits across the United States. Vice President Mike Pence telling a Pennsylvania crowd on Thursday, this is a tough time for our country as we continue to fight the coronavirus.
The truth is our nation is going through a time of testing. Let me say from my heart that our prayers and our sympathies are with all the more than 150,000 families that have lost loved ones in the midst of this pandemic.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tributes coming in across the country for Herman Cain, the maverick American businessman and Republican presidential candidate who campaigned for a sweeping tax reform plan called 999, who died Thursday morning after a month-long battle with the coronavirus. Cain was 74 years old. The government says the economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The gross domestic product shrank by nearly 33% from April through June as the pandemic had most of the economy shut down. But financial analyst for Bankrate.com Greg McBride explains, while worrisome, that one-third drop in activity is on an annualized basis.
Economy shrunk still an epically bad 9.5% during the quarter, which, if maintained for an entire year, equates to a 32.9% contraction.
Traders not liking that news as the Dow lost 225 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The victim of a deadly shark attack in Maine has been identified as a retired New York City fashion executive. Officials say 63-year-old Julie Hollenwich was swimming close to Bailey Island in Harper's Well on Monday when she was injured by a great white shark. Dr. James Solikowalski is a marine biologist at Arizona State University. He says this has the telltale signs of a shark attack.
I mean, this is a classic sort of a predator-prey relationship that is coastal. Seals like, you know, near shore environments, and white sharks are there to feed on them. So it's shocking, and it's, you know, terrible event that has occurred, but it's not unusual for sharks to be that close.
And as far as the victim wearing a wetsuit, if that played a role in this?
Well, it's a sort of a complicated process, right? I mean, there are seals around that area. If you are in an environment, if you're swimming in an environment where the white shark food item is there, and you're sort of resembling that prey item, it's a great chance that a person can be mistaken for that food. And I think that's kind of what happened here.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when LBJ signs Medicare, a health insurance program for elderly Americans, into law. Former President Harry Truman was enrolled as Medicare's first beneficiary and received the first Medicare card. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.